80 Square Podcast. It's your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother, as always, Cornbread. This is episode 189 of the 80 Square Podcast. We are slowly but surely getting to that 200th episode of the 80 Square Podcast. We'd like to welcome y'all to the 80 Square Podcast. First time listeners, shout out to y'all. Last time listeners, shout out to y'all. Hey, and if controversial listeners, shout out to y'all too, man. Last weekend, I got some direct messages from some people, man.
What'd they say?
They said, stop calling him a fat piece of... I said, what are you talking about? I said, yeah. I'm only speaking on, you know what I'm saying, on how I feel. I think that as a black man in America, I feel like if somebody says something negative towards something negative that you deem negative, I guess I should say, then you should be able to call them.
You fat piece of shit.
Oh, my.
I think you should be able to do that. I feel like you should be able to do that. You know, if you believe they are a...
You fat piece of shit.
Then you
should... It did.
180.
Good, man. Got some... you know, we do updates with family and stuff like that, man. So got some good news, man.
Okay.
Family and friend of the show called me. My pops, man.
Okay.
if y'all have not had a chance, bro, go back. I think a couple. It's been about 2 years now. We did it the Father's Day episode with him, bro. So he got to talk about his journey and then a little bit about our relationship and, you know, where things are progressing from there, man. So if y'all didn't know, you know, he did 26 years, you know, two-time felon, federal prison, bro. And so today he's been out for about 9 years, 8 or 9 years. So today he called me. He said, I got some good news for you. I said, what's up, man? He said he got federally released from all duties of prison stuff, right? No probation, no parole, all that stuff. He's free, bro. As of today, man. So
that is amazing.
I definitely want to give a shout out to him. You know, it's been a long journey for him, for the family. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he still got to do it, right? Certain things he couldn't do. He had to get permission. Like, even when he would try to come see me, it's family time. He had to ask for permission to go out of state and different things like that. You know, we couldn't, you know me, bro. I'm quick to hop on a plane. We going to every country known to man, but he couldn't. So, you know, but now it's a whole process that he can do now. And, you know, he can go out the country and, you know, the sky's the limit now for him. So shout out to Pops, man. And on that good news, man. So yeah, that was it. I got some good news today. So that's good.
So, let me ask, how does that make you feel, man? Like, seeing that journey, how does that make you feel?
So hold on, let me put you on mute here. I enjoy it. You know, he doesn't show that it's a problem, you know, that he was going through that. But I knew, like I said, always having to ask for permission, bro, is wild. Even though I understand it, they do it to make sure that you, if we letting you out, you got to be on your P's and Q's, right? Yeah. But 8 years of being on your P's and Q's, like it's wild. So I was excited. I said, hey man, do I need to buy you a shot or something? Or what we doing, bro? You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm ready to celebrate, dog. We're going to Cancun tomorrow. What up? Whatever that is. But I'm get the process started for him to now get his passport, man. And see
the different absolutely.
To the listeners out there, bro. He was 18 when he got locked up. Mm-hmm. My man got out. I had to teach him how to use a phone.
I remember.
Right?
I remember
like this is all facts. Yeah, so he hasn't experienced much. You know, it was one of the things I want to help him. You know, him and his wife want to celebrate their anniversary, you know, so I helped them, you know, go to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like he never been there. So it's good that, you know, I'm trying to get him out of his comfort zone and see the world, bro. We only here for max 90 years, 80 years, we don't know, but
short time. I think it could be tomorrow.
Some people's less, right? So it's like, man, you might as well see that stuff while you're here. So I'm ecstatic for where some journeys we can go now. It doesn't just have to be. Even if it's up the road, I'm cool. But if not, we gonna hop on these planes, man. So I'm ecstatic for him, bro.
No doubt, man. The week was good for me, man. Just really a lot of business learning. You know, I'm trying to make some moves. And I would say, you know, I've been a DJ for approaching 15 years now, man. I've made a transition from just clubs.
Hold on. Can I tell a story before you finish, bro?
I hope you do. I hope you do.
So y'all listen to me, bro.
Yeah.
I was with DJ. He wasn't DJing at this time. His name was not DJ. It was something else. I didn't want to say his name. It wasn't DJ for sure. We go to a club in Miami. This club was cracking, boy. This when we see Busta Rhymes about to beat up people.
Facts.
We saw Slim Thug. We saw D Wade. This was Roxy and Terrence. This was 106 and Park was popping.
I remember this.
This was cracking. He was not a DJ at this time. And the DJ I heard was probably top three best DJ sets I've heard, bro. I was inspired by whoever. Okay. Did you know him at that time, though, or no?
No.
Okay. So I was inspired.
Just to tell people how old this story is, I had to research him on MySpace to find him.
This was, like I said, this DJ set influenced me, and I didn't even care. It's just music. He didn't have no misses, bro. And then the way he was blending and mixing the music together to get ready for the next, like, I've never heard nothing like that, bro. I said, this dude is phenomenal. And then to hear DJ say, hey, I'm thinking about DJing. And I'm like, well, all right. I mean, shit, you say you like it, I love it. Cool. DJ wasn't DJing, bro. He wasn't DJing, but you know what? He stuck with it. He stayed with it. He put his heart, soul in it. Show him the tattoo, bro. Show him what tattoo you got.
No, I ain't got no tattoo.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Allegedly, he got a tattoo. But now to say that's 15 years later, bro, yeah. Hey, I commend you, bro, for following your dream, following your heart. And this man is a monster now, bro. He put in the hard work. It's my fault. But I just want to give you your flowers before you finish that.
And I appreciate that. And, you know, it was definitely a journey. It's definitely a lot of ups and definitely a lot of downs, so on and so forth. But I made a transition between just doing club stuff to doing corporate stuff, a lot of private events and whatnot. And, you know, it's been a learning experience because you have to learn how to do that stuff. It's not showing up getting a envelope with cash in it. There's waiting processes. It's a lot that goes to it. So, you know, I've spent time doing that, and now I've realized that I can do a whole lot more with music and DJing and entertainment. And so I'm branching out now. You know what I mean? So it's a lot more to come, guys. I can't say too much right now because I'm in the midst of working a lot of things out, but there's a lot of things that's coming, and I'm just very excited for it. So I spent the better part of since June of last year till now making some moves to further my career as not only just a DJ, but an entertainment company. And, it's a lot of learning that goes on to that. So I'm excited for the future, man. So that's what I've been doing. And I appreciate everybody that's reaching out, that's seeing a lot of things. One of the biggest things I will say that I did this year, I got to DJ Costco's holiday party.
Okay.
Costco corporate. And let me tell y'all, they got it in, bro.
What's that mean,
yeah,
DJ?
This was earlier this month. They were nervous, if you will, of hiring a DJ. They had a DJ prior, and they were like, man, we got to have a good time. Like last time, it just wasn't it. Man, I said, listen, you book me, you're going to have a good time. They said, yeah, well, all right, we got you. The last guy said that.
Wow.
I said, yeah, that's cool. Here's the deposit, though. They said, deposit? I said, yeah, this is the deposit. This is what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
They said, all right, that's cool. We'll do the 50%. Hey, it's due date. They like, they don't know how you're corporate, but also I consider myself corporate. Mm-hmm. So this is how I run my business. You know what I mean? And I can tell you guys that when I showed up to that event, they didn't expect what they was going to get. I tore it down, bro. I tore it down. They said, keep it going. The coordinators of the event was like, shut it down. We got to go home. We got to get the bartender and them out of here. You know what I'm saying? But it was a great time. But nonetheless, it's just a matter of the transition between club DJing and corporate DJing and both and everything like that. So I'm just excited for the future, bro. I'll say that. Very excited for the future.
And I don't know if you said that we live or not, DJ, but
definitely live, baby.
Hot off the presses, man. My mom's is in the chat, bro. She just said my dad was a DJ. Come on, bro. Hey, stop the cap, bro. I don't believe it, bro.
I was just in the barbershop trying to get crispy today, and this dude walked in. He a dog breeder.
Oh, snap.
He got a lawn mowing company.
He do everything.
He just retired from the MTD, and he used to be a DJ. I said, stop the cap, bro. Yeah. We got to stop capping in 2024, bro.
But yeah, man, shout out to mom. She just said, man, my pops used to be a DJ. So now I got to talk to him, because if he wasn't good, I'm going to boo him too, bro.
Anybody can get it.
I got I was trying to poll some people over the past month. Do you remember DJ trying to did you have to do anything with your son on, you know, setting an alarm and having him wake himself up and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. We definitely had to do that. We definitely had to try it. A lot of fails. A lot of fails.
So I was polling a lot of my people who got, you know, kids who are older and try to figure out what's the good age, because I was thinking about doing it. You know, my son 10 now. So everybody said about 10, 11, you know, start. So I did a little. Me and him went to Target, had to get some other stuff. I said, hey, you know what this is? He said, a clock? I said, no. This ain't no clock. It's an alarm clock.
Bro, are you, what, how old are you? What are you talking about buying an alarm clock? It's a phone.
No.
He has a phone.
No.
He has a phone, though.
No.
Does he have a phone? Yes or no?
Yeah, he got a phone.
He got an Xbox?
Yeah, he got all that.
Set the alarms on there.
Did he have an alarm? This is not. Did he have an alarm clock? Okay, so no. Got this little alarm clock. I said, hey, when this thing go off, and I put it across the room too, so you got to get up, and it's loud. Yeah. Oh my God, it's just obnoxious. When it go off, you're going to get up. I'm going to prepare all your stuff at night. Get up, do what you do in the morning. Cool. He get up, first day. I look in there, he's standing on the wall like this, like, to the people who's not watching us, you know what I'm saying, live or visually. He got his hand on his eyes. Yeah, he got his hands on his eyes. He's still waking up, but he's standing up. He got up. Cool. He went to go take care of his business. Cool. Second day. I try to mirror our, like, I get up, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes before him. So I try to mirror our clock so that we can be ready to go out of there. Second day, no issues. Okay, cool. Third day, no issues.
That's pretty good, bro.
DJ, what do you think happened when we get to the fourth day, DJ?
Was it Thursday or Friday, bro? If it's Friday, it's a problem.
It's on a Friday, on the fourth day.
I knew. What happened?
Get up. Normal. Cool. His alarm go off. I don't even know it went off because I was in the shower. So when I got out, I made sure he was out. Yeah. Cool. He was in the bathroom. No issues. Get done. I'm moving around. It's about 10 more minutes before we got to go. I'm like, where's he at? Because I don't hear nothing. Where's he at? I look back in his room. He laying down. But he got his stuff on, though. So I'm like, oh, he early. He just waiting on me. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
That's my brain. I'm the problem. Cool. Get some stuff done. Pack his lunch. Cool. Let's go. Now I'm going to go. He don't come downstairs. I said, okay.
He's out of there.
I said, all right.
He out of there. It's a wrap.
I go back upstairs, open up his door. Did you not hear me? Yeah. No, so he wasn't asleep, DJ. He's looking for stuff. I said, what are you looking for? He told me what he was looking for. I said, so let's get this straight. You looking for something, but for 10 minutes you've been in the bed. Like, what? The math ain't mathing, bro. come on, bro. We got to do better. He just looked at me and said, okay. Like, all right, bro. So we're going to try. We're going to try day five tomorrow, man. So I was just, right. Hey, we family on here, man. We talk about everything. So,
love it.
But he ain't had no issues. So, like I said, we got to start getting that now. Because I don't, when he's 17, 18, when he going to start driving, I'm not waking you up. Get up. Go. Get up and go. You an adult now. So we starting early over here, DJ.
Hey, I love it, man. I love it. It's a lot of stuff going on out there. I'm sure people want us to get to the NFL and all that. We will get to that shortly. I guess, Antonio, where would you like to start? There's so many headlines. I mean, I can start with Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. I can start with Eminem and Benzino. I can start with a story. Would you like to hear a story?
Start with the story. And let you know the chat
is going.
The chat is going. Yeah, I ain't going to time you. But the chat going. So we got some topics and stuff we got to discuss too. So go ahead. Tell your story, DJ. Go.
Here go the story. So I'm out to eat, bro. Getting lunch. I'm out to eat. So we sit down, checking over the menu. A lot of times, people out there, just so y'all know, I mean, you guys know how this works. You go to a restaurant, they try to sit you in almost in the same section as everybody else, which makes perfect sense to me, because if it's a waitress or waiter,
or lack of waiters, yeah.
Or lack. They want to be in the same area. It makes things easier. It's cool.
Cool.
Sitting next to, there's three guys sitting to my right. I'm sitting down. I'm looking at the menu. I never ear hustle, Antonio. I'm so focused on what I'm doing and what's happening at my table. I'm never ear hustling. But today I had to do it, bro.
Okay. Something spicy.
So the first thing I hear is, he said, we just had to get him out of here. We have to let them go. And it's not easy letting people go. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, damn. Somebody got let go off their job, right? Mm-hmm. He said, he's been our pastor for 18 months.
Oh, shit.
And we haven't had any increase in people coming in. Mm. No increase. Got to let them go. We got to let them go. So... he said, so I'm sitting there, bro, I'm looking at the menu, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. I know times is hard, Antonio, but firing a pastor is crazy to me. Like, how do you teach the Bible and you on a short leash, bro? I don't know how that works. But now I'm ear hustling. So everything that player A is talking about on the other side of me is being disregarded. I don't hear shit.
Right.
I'm listening to, it's A, B, I'm listening to only C. Because right. I got to know what's
facts.
Happening over here.
Facts.
I got to know how it goes.
Facts.
So I hear 18 months. We gave them 18 months. We had no new members. Revenue's down. Had to let them go. So what we're going to do is we're going to give him pay for the rest of the year. I think that's fair. Pay for the rest of the year. And the best thing that we could do is let him, you know, we'll let him leave with the church laptop. We pay for it. We'll let him leave with the laptop. That's the best we could do. I mean, damn it. We haven't had any new members.
Damn.
We got to get the numbers up.
Damn, they do.
I'm sitting there. I'm thinking to myself, you raggedy bastards. You raggedy bastard.
But what if he's ass, though, DJ? Come on, bro. Like, what if he ain't good? Look.
He's not good, King.
What if he's not?
So you telling me it's across the board? All right, bet. So we're saying that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. There's God, and there's Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God manifested in the flesh.
Facts.
And God says, he not good, Gabe. It's a new Jesus.
Hey, maybe he didn't make everybody good.
We got to get a new Jesus.
You got to have somebody bad to know if somebody good. If we all good, then we all equal.
All right, you're right.
DJ.
Now, here I go. Spice you up.
All right, spice it up. Go ahead.
I'm listening to that. I'm thinking of all the hard times in America, that everything's going on, right? Mm-hmm. In front of player A, I'm B, that's C. In front of player A, there's a person behind them. They said, he said, all right, you guys ready for the check? They say, yeah. Do their thing. Come back. He says, I don't know what's going on, but my card ain't working. My card isn't working, and I don't know what to do. I only got one card and $20. That's all I got.
I got dishes.
So my man gets down. He gets down. You know how they get neat? They get face to face. He says, hey, here's what I'm going to do. Stuff happens. So what I'm going to do, you got Cash App? She says, yeah, I got Cash App. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to Cash App you 20. You give me the 20, and then we'll take it out of there and we'll count the rest of the meal. How's that sound? She says, thank you so much. I just can't even thank you. I don't know what's wrong with my card. I can't get nobody on the phone. He said, hey, don't even worry about it. It's all good. I said, that's a good gesture. They should have took care of it, though, but that's cool. They, God's corporate office should have took care of it, but that's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking across. She put the 20 on the table. He cash app her. The bill says settled. Antonio, how fast do you think she got out of that booth with that $20?
She left prior, before. Yeah, she was already out. That was the plan.
So not only did he cash app her the 20, she took the 20 that she had, and they got the hell out of there, bro. I couldn't believe what I said. I'll never go back to this chain of restaurants again unless I need a podcast story, bro. Because this is where the podcast story starts. Yeah. At this restaurant.
But that's why that pastor, they see through the BS. He ain't even recommended, he or she ain't even recommended to people to their church.
But here's like,
nah,
the thing.
Don't go there.
What is he going to get from the laptop, though? Like, we're going to let him have a laptop and that's his going away gift?
Yeah.
What? I got no answers, bro.
I ain't got no answers either, but speaking of last episode, DJ, and you just made me remember, you did the voice, bro.
I did. What'd I do?
You gave me some homework, bro.
Oh, I did. I did.
You gave me some homework.
Did you do it?
To research this topic that I didn't know what the hell is going on. You know, I'm late to the party, bro. I'm
you 1996.
Everybody know, hey man, I don't be on the internet, and I don't know. I don't even watch the news. I don't care, bro.
Yeah.
Life is too real for me, man.
Yeah.
You told me to research the gypsy. What's her name? Gypsy Queen? What is she?
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy
bro.
Rose, bro.
The gyp.
And she did the voice.
Oh, it's Raymond.
Hey, man. Immediately as I turned it on and I heard that voice, I hated it immediately. I hated it. And then I looked at her and I hated her. I hated her, dog.
No.
And
don't
I said,
do that.
No, we got to do that. I hated her.
Don't do that.
And
she's
I said,
the victim, though.
I said, no, bro. I said, yeah. I said, bro, ain't no way. Like, her mom is innocent, bro. Like, what's going on?
What?
Follow
Antonio,
me.
Antonio, no.
Hey, in my words of Chad Ochocinco, follow me now. Follow me. So as I'm watching, I'm like, bro, this mom is doing everything she can. This chick is damn near out of there. Moms, and they stabbed her up. I said, oh, didn't she own internet porn with old boy? I say, yeah. Give them both the electric chair right now, bro.
Yeah. Did you watch a Lifetime one? Or did you watch the real documentary?
As the plot thickens, boy, this mom's was wildin', bro. What? I said, I call Cap, bro. The only real dude, and he ain't even a real dude, is the Pops, right? The Pops was trying, but come on, bro, stop it. There ain't no way you got a relationship with your kid for 10 years. And y'all by yourself, and she'd be like, you know I'm just bullshit, right? Like, you know I can really walk. Like, you know I really ain't got nothing wrong with me. She didn't say none of that. She
look
played along
this,
with it, bro. Yeah, like, somebody could look at this. Like, yeah. She ain't crip walk one time for the Pops. Come on, bro.
No,
stop it, bro.
No.
Y'all all in it together. But Moms was wildin'. A professional scammer, bro. Wild. So I don't like it. Get her out of here, too, bro. So the whole story, pack it up. I don't like it. I don't
everybody,
like it, man.
Everybody got to go?
Bro, what? She snitched on my man. The killer dude, and then the killer like, yeah, she knew about it. Yeah, she told me to do it. Like, I don't know, man.
And the doctors, he's still in jail.
The doctors pack them up. They going along with the shit, saying, oh, and then she leaves. Go ahead.
Antonio, I'm glad you said that, because that's something that nobody else has talked about. That's something that I thought about. Nobody else has talked about. How are you a licensed physician and you can't tell that somebody is cap, bro? Like,
pure cap.
Bro, like, I thought it was a joke. When you lay on the table and they take the little thing and they tap your kneecap and they tap underneath the kneecap
for sure.
The ankle.
Yeah.
They looking for the response, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was BS, bro. I thought that was garbage until I understood what that meant. They're trying to tap, like, get the nerves to see if anything actually moved. And what I didn't know that for real, until my mom was laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't, like, there was no nerves in her legs. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, my thing is, how do y'all not know this? You guys have done blood work, obviously, to give anybody any type of surgery. You have to have blood work. It's a thorough investigation of what's going on. Where are they at in this arrest situation? They should be in jail. They just as guilty. What do you think about that?
No, I agree. I mean, like I said, the whole story is bad. Like that, like even having the celebrities, you know, meet her, you know, because obviously it's kind of like a Make-A-Wish type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But they bought a house for her. She chilling, went to Disney damn near every weekend. Like, even the daughter, like I said, she's complicit in this too, bro. She don't get no out.
I say from the beginning, in the beginning, as a child, I think she didn't know anything.
Like, she doesn't know, but it didn't seem like she asked the questions, right? Like, one thing that happened was she said, hey, you about to have surgery. You got cancer, right? So she's like, okay, well, let's shave your head because you're going to lose your hair anyway when you do chemo. If you never do chemo, I'd have been like, where's the chemo at? Like, where are we going with this?
If you was your son's age, about this from your son's age. If you were your son's age or 2 years younger, think about the past 7 years or 8 years of your life. You've been told these things from your own mom.
Mm-hmm.
From your own mom. So if your own mom is telling you these things, you're going to believe it. In my mind, I think she believed everything up until she was competent of what's going on. And I think that happened the older she got. She learned what the internet was.
Right. Somehow, so that means she became competent before she died, right?
Before the mom died?
Yeah. You think when she said, hold on, I can't walk, let's kill her tonight. No. She still played along with the story, bro, until she could cook her up.
You got to play along with the story.
See what I'm saying? That's what I mean, bro. No, bro. She don't get no out.
And that's the reason why I say she is guilty in this. And she should, to me, she still should be in jail. Because her whole playing along with the guy, sending him the pictures, you know, being submissive to him, all of that had to be learned at some point. And to me, all that was learned during her learning, when she says she had to look certain things up and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's when the confidence came in, is that she was like, okay, he likes this. If she's smart enough to know the certain things that he's talking about that sexually, that means she's smart enough to look that up. So to me, if you're smart enough to look those,
look up that, know about the age difference. There's a lot of stuff. Come on, bro.
There's a lot that comes into that.
And you can't say, I ain't talked to my dad. No, you didn't tell him none of this. Like, come on, you don't get.
She could have told him.
Come on, bro.
Before what was going on. That's why I say she's as guilty. But it was up until a time. Where that time is, I don't know.
Incorrect. And like I said, I mean, as a kid, I'm not blaming her as a kid. But when she became conscious to know that and she's staying complicit
that's when I'm marking her up.
That's when I'm marking her up, bro. You don't get no pass for that either.
You got to stand on business, bro. You got to stand on business, up. When your mama walk in that room, you got to say, hey, it's up.
Yeah, man. I don't know. That's a wild story, bro. I don't understand how this. First off, I don't understand how I didn't see this. But I'm also glad I didn't see it. Like this, like. I didn't learn one thing from this other than people are wild. That's the only thing I learned from this.
And she's out. Old boy is still locked up. And she married to a whole nother dude.
Yeah, and both of them nut bulls, bro.
And here's the thing, bro. Bulls, bro. This is the crazy part. Natalie Nunn from the Bad Girls, I think it's Bad Girls Club, and she's been on. She helps run Tubi and a lot of the content that Tubi has, which is, you know, it's a bunch of different stuff, but a lot of people know it as, like, black films, even though it's a bunch of different stuff on there. A lot of fighting, a lot of, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she reaches out and says, hey, I would like you to join, to Gypsy. She said, hey, I'd like you to join our show. We think you'd be a good candidate for that. The Gyp was like...
The Gyp, bro, that's crazy.
The Gypsy.
That's
she was
crazy.
Like, she was like, thank you for offering me that, but no thank you. Natalie Nunn says, hey, cool. The Gyp goes online and posts up the message is like, yeah, they were trying to get me to come on this show, but I politely declined. Natalie Nunn, who is a fighter, bro, all she know is fight, bro. She lose 99.9% of fights, but that's what she know is fight. She says, hey, bitch, take that down. Take that down. You didn't have to post that up. You doing that for clout, so on and so forth. Take that down. The Gyp's like, hey, I'm not the one.
Oh, I got a body on me.
She said, this is my platform. I post whatever I want to. She said, hey, we can squabble if you want to.
No, bro, stop it, bro. Stop the cap.
That's what Natalie said.
There's
Natalie,
no way they said that.
Natalie saying it, bro.
No, they didn't say that.
The Gyp like, hey, take care. Antonio, I done fought a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I got into physical fights with had not murdered anybody or had anybody murdered prior to me fighting them.
That you know of.
That I know of.
That you know of.
But had I known that they got into something and they killed somebody, I don't think it's a good idea. Because if she convinced somebody to kill somebody before, she can do that again, bro. That's not good. Natalie... Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
I think she got money now, don't she? Or at least, you know what I'm saying, making appearances and stuff.
Bro, listen. Whatever she wants to do, she's going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think she's done anything yet. But if she wants to write a whole book, it's going to be a bestseller, period. If she wants to do her own documentary, it will be the best out, period. Yeah. Like, that's...
I ain't gonna listen to it or watch
no,
it. But
we,
yeah, I
oh,
feel
we definitely gonna
no,
break
no,
that
no,
down.
No, I'm not.
Oh, we
you will.
You can't be done. You can't
done,
be done.
Bro.
The story
do
is just getting started.
She's dead to me, bro. Automatic, bro. I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. Shout out to the people in the chat too, man. We appreciate
no
it.
Doubt.
We see y'all, man.
What y'all talking about? What y'all
so
talking
a couple
about
things.
Hey, make sure y'all hit us up. A-squarepodcast.com. Gentlemen, if you out there, wolfsmanebeardcare.com, promo code A2P, link will be in the description. And I'm not here to generalize anybody. Ladies, if you got a little mustache that you want to put some Wolfmane on, they got that for you, too.
Nah, bro, it's Valentine's Day. You're supposed to sell it. They can get it from their guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's
listen,
how you got to sell
Antonio,
it,
Antonio, see, that's why I stay out of it. I don't know who identifies who. I stay in my own lane, bro. Like, I can't. I don't know what's going on out there, bro.
Jeez. So we got some people saying, let's talk about some people got some top fives, but they have some.
Okay, what
some,
we got?
Somebody has Wale in their top five rappers. So they said, you know, they have to make it common of.
Top five of
people,
what?
Of rappers.
Of what? Of what?
Christmas rappers.
I love Wale. You know me.
So we had, so I had our, you had, I know for sure I did, but I had Wale in my underrated top five. I think we talked about that before,
right? Me
too,
same thing. With, I think you and I think you had Wale, I had Banks.
Yeah,
Banks.
And then you had Ludacris. I had Benny the Butcher and different things like that.
Yep,
so
yep.
That's why I would rank Wale as an underrated rapper, but somebody, agreed. You know, some people got him in their top five, man. So,
for Lauren.
Hey, I guess. What else we got? They responded to the Gypsy King stuff, and then you, hey, shout out to Super too, man. Super talking about some
shout
crazy
out to
stuff.
Super, man.
Some Orlando Magic stuff, man.
Crazy story. Mm-hmm. Real quick, since Super tuned in, I talked to our guy Super, DJ B Man. Talked to him. Quick story. probably 15 years ago, as you know, Antonio, we talked about me wanting to be a DJ, and I went out and I got equipment and so on and so forth. So Super was like, I got you. This is what you want to do. I'm going to help you. You know what I'm saying? Show you what equipment to get, so on and so forth. Cool. I immediately tried to start going to clubs and DJ immediately. Bad idea, right? Because you need to practice. You need to learn what the hell to do before you do it.
For sure.
But me being me, I'm trying to get in there. Super says, come to Chicago with me, bro. We'll drive up to Chicago. I got a DJ there. You know what I'm saying? We'll kick it. It's cool. We get a room. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, he's inviting me to his event. He says, hey, you know what? Open for me. I said, for real? He said, yeah, go ahead. Do your thing. I got up there. I was ass, bro.
How long is the opening set? Like it educate depends. The people,
it
bro.
It could be 30 minutes to an hour. You're just opening before the next guy get there. Your entire job is just to warm the crowd up. It's not to play like the hottest records. You just warm the crowd up. That's all you got to do. Be, I don't want to use the word basic, but be basic. Warm them up. That's all. I was ass, bro. Super sat in the back of the club and watched me. I'm ass. And every record I put on, I look at him. I look at him like, hey, is it good? He acts asleep. He's sitting up. I'm like, all right, bro.
That's hilarious. Whatever.
So B-Man comes up. B-Man doesn't necessarily acknowledge me, but he give me like a dap. It's cool. B-Man gets up. He starts scratching like I've never seen this before, bro. He's scratching, bringing records in. He's doing everything. He is amazing, bro, right? The club floor went from zero people to everybody. I said, all right, got to learn, right? Super comes up. He closes the night. Great night. Amazing. I'm so embarrassed, bro. I was so embarrassed. And then he told me on the way up, when we were leaving, he said, I did that so that you can understand that you don't have to take every event that you're not ready for. That was the greatest advice I've ever had as a DJ, because it meant everything to me. Like, I wasn't ready for that. Jumping into a moment in the third biggest city in the United States of America, I had no business being there. I had no business doing that. And what's interesting is I talked to B-Man a few days ago, and he remembered me, and he talked about Super, and he talked about coming to Champaign and DJing for U of I parties, and he talked about DJing with Super at the university parties, and it was just full circle. It's like full circle, everything coming around.
And he said it was all love, too, so he said he just had to, you know, the life lesson. So that's what's up, bro. That's fire, man. What other topics you got, DJ, man?
Man.
You need to get off your chest, man.
Listen, man, I got to do it, bro. I heard something that was crazy today, and I had a conversation with some people. So I heard this conversation is Anthony Beal. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all out there and you cannot hear this, shoot us a message if you can't hear it. But I got to play this right now because the last episode of the A-Square podcast we called, what do we call it, Antonio? It was, we said it was, damn it, what was the name of our last pod?
Inconsiderate or something? What was it?
It was
inconsistencies or consistencies.
Something like that. Either way, something like that. Like, we can't keep doing, you know, the same thing that happens all the time. Like, we gotta be honest. We gotta keep it 100 every time, right? So I will say, and let me just double contradictions.
Contradictions.
That was the name of the podcast. I talked about Aries Spears.
Yep.
So I want to play this real quick for the people out there. Please let me know if y'all can hear it. If you can't, I'll stop it and then I'll talk. But here we go. This is Anthony Beal from Chicago talking about migrants. Let's talk about this real quick. Here we go.
Now, I've said this before. If you give me three meals, housing, child care, education, a voucher for $9,000. You know what? I come to Chicago too. And that's what they're doing. They're telling people and they're sending money back to Chicago, back to Venezuela, to come to Chicago because they're saying, hey, the good times are rolling there. They're taking care of everybody. Now, when we have Venezuelans that are driving cars, where'd they get a driver's license? Where did they get insurance from? And then you have Venezuelans being caught with drugs and guns. Where are they getting them from?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your cancellation segment.
All right, hold on. Hold on, people. Hold on.
Guys, every episode of the A-Square podcast, we have a cancellation segment.
No, you have, not we.
that gets us and me right out of here, bro. And this is it.
All right, your 5 minutes start now.
You ready? Here we go. Anthony, you got to holler at me, bro. People in the background say, hey, man. They got to holler at me, bro. Here's my issue. I am not far right. I'm not far left. I'm far how I feel. Who I believe, I go vote for. from my town to my state to the federal level, I vote for who I vote for. Here's what we can't have. We can't have people playing both sides of the fence, bro. Where was Anthony when Texas was saying, hey, we got a migrant problem here, and they come in everywhere. They're everywhere. They're on the streets. They're in neighborhoods. There's gang members. There's X, Y. Where, Anthony? And if you was out there, I got to find out. I got to know.
Right.
Where was Anthony when Florida people say, hey, bro, we got people coming from Cuba. We got people coming from here. They taking over all these gang members. Anthony, where was you at when Donald Trump was like, hey, they bringing rapists. They bringing guns. They bringing gangs. They doing all this. Anthony, I'm sorry, but I have to be honest. When I hear these things, Antonio, we got to keep it equal. The one thing that the Republican Party did that I think was absolutely brilliant was they said, all right, bet. Y'all say help the people, right? Y'all saying stop not letting them in. Help them. They're seeking asylum. Help these people. Oh, y'all saying that? Cool. We going to bus them to y'all cities. We going to bus them to Denver, Chicago, New York. We going to bus them up there and have y'all deal with it. How about that? That's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Is it right? No. But is it great for somebody else to see how it's playing in other places? I'm sorry. I don't like people playing with people's lives. But I have to be honest. Sometimes you got to say, hey, you deal with it. Now, how would you deal with it? Anthony's saying the same thing that we've heard other politicians say from the South and from other, from Republicans, states, right?
Yep.
And that's why I have a problem, bro. I have a problem with that. And I also have a problem with him generalizing a group of people. How are they getting licensed? They got gangs, they got drugs, they got... Don't you hate when people generalize black people? We hate that. And we also call those same people racist.
And Chicago has...
That's all I got to say. So you cut my time there. That's what I had to say. I think it's contradictions, and I don't like it, bro.
That was good. He got 3 minutes, man. He's doing good, man. He's doing good.
I appreciate
it. A couple things. To the hypocrisy to say... They have guns and violent. Chicago's one of the top violent cities of known to man, bro. They top five every year, bro. So you had that issue before these immigrants got there, right?
That's right.
So you have to take care of that. Second, I think Chicago or New York or whatever, they're suing those people that you said bust them over here. So they're suing Greyhound, Amtrak, all of them for bringing them there, bro. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Transportation. They're like, bro, what? We got paid. We going to bring them there. Like, what are we supposed to do? That's our job. So I'm with you, DJ. I mean,
yeah, I don't like it.
I'm with you, but you got to think, people. Election year, bro. You gonna hear a lot of this. This is January. We got to November to hear this BS, bro.
But also for me, who I do kind of pay attention to what's going on. I know you kind of tune it out. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like lock them all up. That's what you always say. Lock them all up. I agree with that. But I also say, like, I just don't like the hypocrisy of it. Like, when I see a black man standing up there and saying these things, in the way that he's saying it, he's painting all people for Venezuela as drug dealers and, you know what I'm saying, and gang members and stuff like that. Like, there are people in that are here really seeking for freedom. So keep the same energy that you would keep if you was watching CNN, Fox News, and you seeing people on boats trying to get to America and so on and so forth. Keep that same energy. Help them. Ain't that what y'all... is that or is that not what we always hear? Help them. Why they doing that to them people that just want to be helped? Well, now there's a problem. Antonio, I was just in Denver 2 months ago. I didn't know until the second day that I was there that the people that were standing on those corners occupying the Capitol building, just laying on Capitol lawn, I didn't know that those were people from all countries. I didn't know that until I looked it up. I thought them regular people. I'm like, this shit, bro. I see it's a homeless person on every corner in Champaign, bro. You feel
That's
me?
That's funny. Yeah.
It's a homeless person everywhere until I looked over and I heard, hey, they doing crack. Like, I've seen crack done before, but I ain't never seen crack done at 9 a.m. now. That's a different.
Is there a time limit to do crack? Like,
and that's what I had to learn.
They need an alarm clock. They need an alarm clock like my son. Need to wake up and collect it.
That's what get them through the day.
Get back to bed.
That's what get them through the day.
It's an alarm clock, bro. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I just don't like the hypocrisy of things. You know what I mean? Like, y'all didn't complain until it affected you, but it is affecting people that were in Arizona, who are in California, who are in, you know, it got to be an even line.
Facts.
There is a border problem.
Right.
This country has laws, but we can't just sit on the other side and say, help these people until it hurt us. Like, that, don't do that.
Facts.
You know, so I just want to put that out there to the people. Appreciate y'all, let me know, DJ, what y'all think.
I got one more topic, but I'm reading the comments and somebody submitted one that it looks pretty good to me. But before we get into that, I got this hoodie, bro, and I want y'all to see if y'all can see it. Oh, is it backwards, DJ? Is it backwards?
Street, Black Wall Street.
Black Wall Street.
Remember Black Wall Street?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Salute.
Can you read it for him, DJ?
That's fire. Successful business.
Yeah.
I see, it's hard to see, 21 churches. Oh, there we go. 21 restaurants, 30 grocery stores. And the bottom one, I see 2 movie theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's very dope. Where you get that from, bro?
So got this from my stepdad.
Nice.
He got it from New York, man. But it's a hoodie that says, "Remember Black Wall Street, man."
Damn
so,
right.
So shout
Damn
out to
right.
that.
I love it.
So
love
it. The topic is, to the listeners out there, is can we talk about why we chose the careers we got into, DJ? So I know we talked a little bit about yours. If you want to elaborate more, then I can go into mine. I know we talked about this. You know, we 189 shows in, so we've talked about this before, but we get new listeners every day. Obviously, you know, we're going live, so people want to know. So you want to go first or you want me to go, DJ?
Sure. Everybody growing up, everybody wanted to be a police officer. Everybody wanted to be a doctor. Everybody wanted to be a lawyer. Everybody wanted to be the president. In 2024, don't nobody want to be none of that. Everybody want to be an influencer. They want to be
bro,
on IG.
You ain't lying, bro.
They want to bust it open. They want to get paid. You feel me?
Bust it open, bro? That's wild.
Oh, no. No, we speaking facts. They do.
OnlyFans? Wow.
The best. Never mind. I ain't
gonna say whoa, hold on. Your time is up. Don't get us canceled.
Here we go. So, my mom always played music growing up. So we always listened to all kinds of music. I don't care if it was Aretha Franklin, Toni Braxton, Babyface, Kenny G, some country music. My mom played all music in the house, bro. All the time. Didn't matter. So I learned music, and I loved music. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Yeah, I heard Bernie Mac doing stand-up on Def Comedy Jam. And I seen him from my room in our apartment. My mom has shut my door, but she never used to shut the door all the way. She'd be like, you know, it's time to go to bed. You go to sleep. I go in there. I lay down, turn off all the lights, but I can still hear. So I would crawl from my bed to the corner.
You was bad, bro. You bad, dog.
I was good. I was good. I crawled to the corner, and I would watch Def Comedy Jam. So I literally, and what I'm for real. I saw Bernie Mac on Def Comedy Jam. I saw the Chris Tucker. I saw all of it. And the one thing that I noticed is that when he said, kick it, and then Kid Capri would play the song, and he had the headphones up there. He had the turntables, the mixer, and he was getting busy playing the music. And I was like, That's what I want to do. I want to play music, and that's what got me into wanting to do that. It was the thing was is that in our town, in our place, Champaign, wasn't no DJs doing no stuff like that. So when I finally met somebody that was doing something like that, shout out to Supa coming from Jersey, who told me his story, how he learned listening to tapes and. Recording DJs and whatnot, and me hearing him, that's what got me to the point where I was like, this is really what I want to do. I don't want to do nothing else. I don't want to go to college. You know what I mean? I didn't want to do those things. And even though people was like, man, you need to do this, you need to do that, I chose that this was what I wanted to do. And I feel like the God in me somehow put these certain people in my life to help guide me to that. Because in reality, there's no reason why a little kid from Champaign, Illinois, who didn't even have a real radio station here. We had WGCI in Chicago, and you couldn't even get that till you got to Kankakee, which is an hour away. Mm-hmm. I never had been up there. So for me to see that on BET, and then me to meet somebody who really knew how to play records, that had to be God that did that. And that was my journey. Like that was my real journey. So
that's facts, man. That's a good story, bro. Yeah. Appreciate that. I would say for me, my whole life, I've always been good at sports. And I've always been great with people. I don't know if I was born at the right time or maybe just my personality or what, but I was the person who, if I'm five, I'm kicking it with the 5-year olds, but I'm also kicking it with my people, my grandma people age, right?
Yeah.
So it's like I was always accepted at every table all the time, right? So in that, you get to hear different stories. You have to learn how to listen and not say nothing because I ain't supposed to be here. But I don't want to mess it up, right? So let me be quiet.
And then they tell you, hey, stay in a kid's place.
Hey,
right?
Facts. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to mess it up. Hey, what y'all need? Y'all need hot sauce? I go get you some hot sauce. What y'all playing? Spades? And I'm, man, teach me. Y'all playing tunk? What's gambling? I don't know, but later I'm going to come back to it. I know that. That's a fact. So just being around different people and always hearing different stories. And people always confide in me no matter where I go, bro. I don't know. It's I don't know if it's an aura or a... I got a sign that say, come talk to me, but I'm talking to the homeless people. I'm talking to people who are rich. I'm talking to people who got journeys, anything like that. So that's been my whole life. But as we talked about before, if I wasn't, my dream has always been to make it to the NFL, right? But I always also got good grades because I knew if this don't work out, I got to have a plan B. So we talked about it earlier about my pops, right? My pops, yeah. When I was 2, he got locked up my whole life. So I always used to think back of it and said, you know, he's damn near an 18-year-old, bro, getting his whole life taken away. And I said, I need to go into it being a first responder, because there's people out there like my dad who are lost, bro. So if I could ever be that cop to see an 18-year-old selling drugs, maybe I can give him that second chance, right? Or try to give some knowledge into him. I'm not going to be gung-ho and try to arrest him. That's not. I don't care about that. Even to this day, I don't care. I don't care about none of that. I don't want to arrest you. I arrest people. These people be wilding out here, bro.
I know.
Bro.
I hear the story.
These people be wilding. I was with a white officer and a homeless or unsheltered individual. He's black. He said something racist to my white officer, bro. I said, hey, bro, watch who you talking to, bro. You don't need to say that. Oh, you Uncle Tom, you blah, blah, blah. And he's saying all this and crossing the street. I said, hey, bro, you about to get hit. Like, you cursing me out. And I think it's funny because it's not even good jokes that you're telling me. But I'm like, bro, at least don't get hit, cross the street, then curse me out.
Don't die.
Please, because I don't want to do that report. And I got to scrape you off the, So it's like, come on, bro. I care about helping people first, bro. Anything else after that, I don't care. So, I mean, that was why I went into the field that I did, that, you know, I got my criminal justice degree and a sociology minor. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, it's understanding the study of people, basically. So merge those two together, and that's kind of where I am, where I'm at, man. So great question to my guy on here, man. So appreciate it. But that's what I got. What a topic you got? I got one more, and we can get out of here.
I guess we got to talk about the NFL real quick, bro. First of all, I know this is the end of the pod, so we've done a lot. We've talked about a lot, but let's keep this short. We had the Baltimore versus Kansas City game. I have an issue with, and I know a lot of these players are young. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people make a lot of mistakes, and I ain't got no problem. You're going to make mistakes when you're young. Zay Flowers, I think he is incredible, bro. He's going to be one of those guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's very good. I will say this. For Baltimore not to score when they've held Kansas City to 17 points for a half, I was very frustrated with that, man. I was very frustrated with that, Antonio. You know, I watched Lamar fade back to pass, throw a deep pass to Zay Flowers that he had to come back and get. And then, you know what I'm saying, scoot up to get whatever he could for him to push the defender down. And in that time, that ain't the time for that.
And throw the ball at him and flex and all that other stuff.
That ain't the time for that, bro. It was a great play. I get it. That's not the time for that. I got to put some of that on Harbaugh for not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to talk to – you can't control everybody, but you got to talk – you got to help them understand how big this moment is. Mm-hmm. That was a terrible, terrible situation. I get Lamar saying, hey, my bad, I underthrew you. Don't even worry. I'm going to get you in the end zone. Because we watched two other plays, him throw to a couple different people, but it was clear in my mind.
He overthrew him, yeah.
It was clear in my mind that he wanted to get Zay in that end zone, right? Perfect play. Throw it. Zay dies for it. Snead just got cooked, and Snead made a great play. Fumble.
Touchback. Yeah.
That should have been it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should have been the situation, and it didn't happen. Very disappointed that Baltimore did not beat them. I will say in the Lions versus 49er game, we had another situation where it was a young team, a young coach. I don't blame Campbell as much as everybody else is blaming him, because I feel like he stuck to the culture of what he was building. You can't go for it all season long and then all of a sudden try to be conservative. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that was the identity of the team. A lot of people, and maybe even you, Antonio, would have said kick the field goal. Mm-hmm. And I understand why, but that wasn't the identity of that team. The identity of the team is we eating, you know what I'm saying? And it backfired. So as bad as I wanted, you know, to see the Lions and the Ravens in there, we're seeing the 49ers in Kansas City. 49ers, I got to say this. Shout out to Purdy, bro. Listen. I know that dude is Mr. Irrelevant. I know people been questioning, and he's got all these weapons and so on and so forth, but so has a lot of other quarterbacks, bro, and they have not been able to deliver. I watched him close the game. I watched him close the game, and I want to give a shout-out to Purdy. I think it was amazing. And here we are in Taylor Swift's Super Bowl, bro, because that's essentially what this is. She has over... She's over everything.
Go ahead and get us canceled. Say something about Taylor Swift. Go ahead.
No, I ain't gonna say.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, she a beast.
Oh, okay.
I can't.
All right.
She a beast. She ain't did nothing wrong to me. She a beast. The only thing I will ask you is this. If there was, I'm not playing a race card at all. I'm just asking a question. Mm-hmm. Black, Hispanic, think of the biggest artist you could. Would you see them accepting the tabloids that come with this? Because there's got to be, you're Taylor Swift. You can shut this shit down if you want to. You can say, hey, don't put that camera up here. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing in the background. Yeah, he dated me. There's rumors. Set me in the background, right?
Right.
Could you see any other superstar of her magnitude being like this? Like how she is, every time he catches the ball, they put it up there. She has to be okay with that. Somebody's got to be okay with that, and it can't just be the NFL.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask you that part.
I think of who would I see? And they embracing it, right? Because she's embracing and this.
She's embracing
she's
it.
Embracing
Could you see
this.
Beyonce doing that?
No. She Beyonce don't even look like a sports person to me. Like, she be courtside with Jay-Z, but she just don't be, she just be. Chilling.
Last year, she was at the Super Bowl with Snoop, 50, all them on there. She's standing up singing a song with sunglasses on. Yeah. They cut to her one time next to him, and that was it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of somebody who has that same energy, too. Like let's say Michael Jackson was still alive. I don't even think he has that energy to do all that, right? Like, he'll be there, but I don't know.
Let's just take, for example, Jennifer Lopez. Everybody loved J-Lo, right?
No, not anymore. No. She got more rings than Dallas Cowboys, dog. What you mean?
You gonna get us canceled.
Well, get J-Lo out of here, bro.
I'm just thinking anybody else accept that and be like, I'm okay with all of this.
I'm with you. So fun game. The group chat did a every time you see Taylor Swift, you know, you do a shot. So the first half.
I'm not playing that shit, bro.
First half, I think they were 6-7 in, bro. That group chat start getting less and less because they were sleep by the second half. And the Chiefs didn't score like that anymore. So, like, they didn't show her as much. But, hey, I mean, I get it. I get it, bro. But
the NFL, the ratings.
It's. I mean, yes. I don't care. As long as it ain't affecting the game, to me, the game is still being played, right? It ain't like it's like they just don't play a half and just Taylor Swift do a concert. So, I don't care about it. I mean, I get the plight, but
let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, bro. Mm-hmm. No, really not. But I'm just thinking, I'm saying to you, if the NFL is seeing these ratings, cause like skyrocket the way they are, right? It's skyrocketing. You don't think somebody is in the back or anybody? Cause I never believe that players throw the game. I'm not believing that the players are out there just be like, hey, you throw it here and I'm gonna miss it. You hand me the ball, I'm gonna fumble it. I've never been a believer of that. But I do believe in influence. Like referees to me sometimes they can influence the game.
Yeah.
You don't believe in me for 1 minute that there's some type of influence. If she was, how big would it be if they were to win and Taylor Swift is on the Super Bowl field with Travis Kelce? Like versus them losing or whatever the case.
But we've seen this before too, though.
Magnitude, bro.
No, not at all. But 2 or 3 years ago, we also had Russell Wilson and Ciara. Why
that
wasn't
the same? Because Ciara's ass, bro. That's why.
Oh my god.
What are you talking about? That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
No. But what I'm saying is the popularity, people following them. Like, why? Why was that not written in the script years ago, right? Like, so we've seen this before. It's just, I don't know. To me, it makes sense to say that. But the script was also written for the Ravens. Like, did we not just forget that? And the Ravens didn't make it to the Super Bowl. So now the script was rewritten for the Chiefs. Like, come on. Like, I don't know. I'm hard pressed. I don't care who wins because I'm a Colts fan. Like, I don't
care who wins either, bro.
It could be a tie at the Super Bowl. I don't care. You're going to watch it. You're going to watch it, bro. You're going to watch it. But
Unsolved Mysteries is on, bro.
So those are the two teams I had making it to the Super Bowl just based off of the four teams.
No way. Okay. Bullshit.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
You said you thought that Kansas City would make it despite the fact that their offensive
Based off of the Final Four. We were supposed to say our teams last week. Okay. I had the Chiefs and 49ers.
And so I'm saying to you and Brown, I was waiting, right?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Brown.
Because y'all made fun of me, say I didn't have a team. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, bet. Well, you know who I'm going to pick? And y'all was like, who is that? And you said 49ers. Yeah. He going to pick the 49ers. That's what you said. Yeah. And I said, no, I like what I'm seeing from the Lions. I think the Lions are making the right move. And both of y'all clowned me and both of y'all laughed and said, they ain't never going anywhere.
And they're not, but I feel you, though. No, yeah,
but
I feel
if
you.
They have made – Antonio, the clip was done.
Yeah.
Was I clipped already done? That shit up on Monday.
You clipped it?
I clipped
so
it
now,
on
what
you
gonna do with it? You gonna send it to one of those third world countries where they print out the shirts that say Philly made the Super Bowl and they lost, and they just send it to them. That's what you gonna do with that clip, bro? Stop it, bro. Stop the cap. You gypsy to me, bro. Stop it, bro.
Go
I don't want
to
hear
it, man.
But yeah. So I don't know. We don't have to do our next week. We can give our predictions on who we think will win the Super Bowl.
We got
but,
2 weeks. Yeah.
But Yeah, I'm very shocked how Kansas City is still in it, bro. From the season that they had, I was not a believer at all, bro. Travis Kelce was garbage after like week 10, bro. This dude had 10 catches, 10 targets, 100 and some yards, a touchdown. He was cooking them out there, boy.
And this is worst statistical season.
Not that game.
But not that game.
Not that game. It don't matter. Not that game. And then the Lions, they put up a fight. But it's sad how they lost that. I had 49ers almost blowing them out. I know they had a great defense. So I was like, so they'll get a couple interceptions and sacks, but Lions will fight. No, Lions came out punching, man. So that just shows that the coach hasn't been there before. The team hasn't been there before. So hopefully they come back in the next year or two and you know, do everything right. They're going to kick it next time. I guarantee that.
They got to keep it going. That fan base is – Shout out to the Lions fan base, bro. They showed up, man. And shout out to everybody who shout out to Megatron. They're like the – it'd be like the – I mean, this is Detroit. This ain't California. So the fact that Eminem was showing up, the fact that Barry Sanders is popping up, Megatron is packing up.
Michigan just won. College.
This is great for Detroit. Their basketball team is ass. So this is great for them. I'm happy for what's in store. I hope they can, you know, continue building. I know it's hard, but I hope they can continue building off of this. I got for today, bro.
For sure, man. Well, I appreciate y'all out there. Make sure you like and subscribe. We working on some stuff. What? We at 190 next week, man? That's great,
190
bro.
Next week.
We getting pushed into that 200, man, in that 5 year, bro. So we got some things planned for y'all, man. That's it.
So, Antonio, with that being said, man, this is the end of the pod. What would you tell the people, man? What do you always tell the people every time we do a pod for 188 episodes, 189 now?
I tell them.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. I'm
fighting for my life out here, bro. It's real, but if I told you once, I told you 188 times, bro. Keep your shoes by your feet, bro. Hey. Put that on my casket, bro. Put it on my tombstone.
In these times, you got to do it.
Put it on my tombstone. Put cornbread. Keep your shoes by your feet. Ski. Keep that.
Hey, I love it. And until next time, man, it's the A-Square Podcast. Once again, hit us up, asquarepodcast.com. We always here for y'all, man, showing up, showing love. asquarepodcast.com, wolfsmanbeardcare.com, promo code A2P. And, man, I got to give me one of them hoodies, bro. Remember. Black Wall Street. I got to get one of the hoodies, bro.
It's fire,
bro. I got to get one of those, man. So until next time, A-Square Podcast, y'all. We are out of here, y'all. Peace.